This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Man, we just had a lovely Easter weekend in Southern California. The weather couldn't be more perfect, and I'm so thankful for that. And speaking of thankful, I have a really special guest today. Her name is Kathy Ho. She's going to be talking about dealing with the loss of a loved one and how we must have the courage to stand back up. Kathy lost her husband 6 years ago due to a stroke, and it took her about 2 years to recover from her loss. To heal, she started a journal, and with the support and encouragement of friends and family, she decided to write the book, Living Forward After Loss. Her passion is to help those who are in the same situation she was in to bounce back to life. Welcome to the show, Kathy. How are you today?
Thank you, Mary. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me in your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure having you. So, you know, you lost your husband to stroke 6 years ago. Of course, you had a difficult time recovering from the loss and moving forward. Tell us a little bit about how were you able to move forward with your life?
Thank you for the questions. To move forward with my life, I lean on my family and friends. So I need somebody to carry me out during a difficult time. I need to lean on somebody to let so I can know that I have somebody when I feel down to talk to, to lean on physically and emotionally. I also take time to deal with my sorrow. I acknowledge my feeling. I let it out by quiet out, exercising. Sometimes I run for 2 hours.
Wow.
And it's just I realize that when you exercise, it seems like make you feel better and you forgot your sadness for a while. And I let it out in my journal also. And
you know,
I move on one at a time until I become recovered.
Yeah. You know, one thing that you said really struck me, you said time to connect with my sorrow. People don't talk about that. You know, like you can get over something so easily or quickly. Giving yourself time to connect with that and allow yourself to have your feelings, that is so key. Because otherwise you're just burying them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is no good at all. Do you think that people who allow that time for the sorrow can heal a little bit quicker than those who just push it down and don't give themselves that time?
Yeah, it's right. It's very true.
Yeah. Very good. So how did you learn these tools? Like, how did you know that you had to give yourself time to connect with your sorrow? How did you find that out?
I have read a lot of books about dealing with the loss from the very people in the field. And I also do a lot of research, and I realize that if you keep burying your feelings, you will never heal. And also I remember the lesson I learned when I called it. I had a very sad childhood, and when I was called it bothered me. And one day my psychology professor told me that if you want to heal, you need to deal with that. He asked me to write down all the things that bothered me that make me feel incomplete. And then after that, he asked me to close my eyes and feel it. And after I feel it right now, you open your eye, you write down something you have right now, and you compare and ask yourself, is it worth it to hold and put you down? And I realize it's not. I have a lot of things right now, good thing. So that's why I let it go. And do the same thing with the loss. I know I cannot stop the death.
Right.
But the life goes on. I have to move on. And that's why I do the same way.
Wow, that's a really powerful exercise. So writing down all your bad feelings or negative feelings and then comparing them with the good things that you have now. I like that because you kind of flip it. You flip the way that you feel when you do that.
Yeah, it too. Really too. I learned from my teacher, and I'm really happy I got a lesson.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that a lot because what we focus on creates our feelings. People don't realize, but our feelings are created by our thoughts. So what we're thinking about creates how we feel. So we're thinking about something that we enjoy, something good in our life, of course we are feeling better. So that's very, very, very good. So what's the best advice, Kathy, that you could give for a person who's experiencing loss that's similar to yours, or even if it's not similar, somebody experienced really heavy loss?
My best advice for people who's dealing with loss is that do not make any important decision during the first 6 months or a year after the loss. The reason is, when we are emotional, upset, we cannot think clear and straight. We may come up with a very bad decision that hurts us in our family. So don't ever make any decision. Just take one day at a time until you feel better.
Oh, okay. Good. So decisions, for example, such as moving or what kind of decisions are you talking about?
Sometimes like moving, get a new job, getting married very soon, jump in any relationship very soon. You have to take time to heal first before you make the big decision in your life.
That's really good. Excellent. So what do you think is the very first step for someone who wants to begin to move forward from their grief, but they have no idea how, because grief is so consuming, you know, it's all consuming.
Yes, you're right. I think the first step is you need to rest. Take time to deal with your sorrow. You have to let it out. Don't hold it. Don't ever hold it. You do any way you want. You can write it down. You can run, exercise, rowing. Or you can quiet out. Do whatever you want. Make you feel better. And one thing I really want to emphasize is that when you feel that too much for you, that you can't hold anymore, you need to talk to somebody else.
Okay.
If there is nobody to talk to, you need to get it out in your paper. And one thing, when you think about, I will take my own life because my life is nothing now, you need to call somebody or call National Suicide Prevention Lifetime number at 1-800-273-8255. You need to sue somebody that will stop you from doing the bad thing that hurts you, like killing yourself. Do it anyway. Cannot. Don't ever. No. I remember one night I feel so bad. I took the knife and I will cut my hand until bleeding to death. And I did a very good thing. I called my best friend, and she stayed on the phone with me until 2 a.m. to stop me from doing that. So that's my suggestion for you. If you cannot hold your sadness anymore, talk to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So can you tell us that number again?
800-273-8255.
8255.
I opened it 24/7.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's a National Suicide Prevention Lifetime.
Fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the blog talk. I'm going to add it there so it's there for anybody who needs that resource. I love that you said that, Kathy. You went through it, and you were very fortunate that you did. You called your friend. Some people don't make the call. That took a lot of courage, you know that? For you to call your friend, it took a lot of courage. And it takes that because without that, who knows what would have happened. So a person maybe who doesn't have a friend, you know, who feels they're all alone, who doesn't have family, that's when you go and call the 800 number. They have professionals there who help you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, very good. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
My main message to the public today is, in life, things happen to us. We cannot avoid the death of our loved one. We cannot avoid the bad thing happening to us. because problem is a part of our human life. However, we have the freedom how to choose to deal with that. We can either let these earthly experiences haunt our life, or we have the courage to stand up, to fight for our future. It's all up to us. What we think, what we choose, will determine our blood, our future. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want the people, listener, to know that you are in charge of your life. So look at anything happen to life angle. Feel it an opportunity for you to be better, to learn, and to grow, to be happier.
That's right. I love that. You are in charge of your life. Sometimes we don't feel that. We look at the pandemic we've been going through and we feel like we don't have control of anything, right? But it's not true. We are in charge of our life, and we're in charge of our thoughts, which is even more important because our thoughts create our life. That's wonderful. Yes. As you were talking, I was thinking about after you've lost a loved one, there's a learning there too, I think, I believe, of how to live your life in a better way. So, you know, that after we leave someone, we sometimes regret, I didn't do this, I didn't say that, I could have been whatever. What kind of lessons did you learn?
After losing my husband, I realized life is unexpected. We never know that we'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned that, that's why you don't ever take life for granted. I also learned that we are so lucky to be alive, to be healthy. A lot of people cannot walk, cannot eat, mm-hmm. cannot talk. We're so glad that we can do that. That's why we need to take every moment of our life, but it's become a better, but ready season. That's why I decided to write a book. I want to honor my husband's life. I want to make it different in other people's life. You bring the meaning to my life. Do something to contribute to society, to serve people. It will bring the meaning to your life.
Right. I like that. You know, we do take life for granted. We do. And even after you lose someone and many, many years later, you begin to take life for granted again because I think it's just human nature. But it's good to reflect and to say, like even now during pandemic times, we took so many things for granted, right? We go to the movies, we go to concerts, we go to games. And then all that was gone.
Yeah.
Still, most of it is not open. And to live life to the fullest, I think that's the message you're giving. And I just love that message.
Yes, that too.
And we forget, we get stuck in little things. We start stupid arguments and fights, right? And whatever. And we get in a bad disposition and we have a cranky day and we forget how blessed we are. I'm glad that you're bringing that forward, Kathy. We truly, truly are blessed. What are the blessings that you would encourage people to look at in their own life?
I think that people to look at every day as the new day, the first day for you to learn, to grow. Whenever you face something, it seems like very challenging, ask yourself, what can I do so I can be a better person? What can I do so I can learn a new thing in life, become happier, become stronger?
Mm-hmm. I like that. What can I do to be better? I love that. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Kathy a question, you can call in now. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Fear, a powerful tool in law and politics today. Trial lawyers can be found in the trenches, confronting those fears at the forefront of battles for justice, equality, and civil rights. Zachary Blake is one such trial lawyer. If you're passionate about social justice or love political and courtroom intrigue with compelling, powerful plots and characters, you will love the Zachary Blake Betrayal Legal Thriller Series by award-winning author Mark M. Bello. Go to www.markmbello.com and get Betrayed.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Kathy Ho, talking about dealing with the loss of a loved one. I was thinking during the break, Kathy, that sometimes we as family or friends of someone who's gone through something like you have are not sure what to do. What do you think are the best things friends and family can do for someone who has had this type of loss like you have?
That's a very good question. I think that what you can do for people that are dealing with a lot is be patient with them. Mm-hmm. I remember when I deal with a lot, some people, they try to avoid me because they're afraid I don't have to talk about it. And some good friend of mine asking me the very question made me feel upset, like, how is your future? What do you think? How do you deal with that? Now he's gone. So I think the best way to do that, sometimes you don't need to talk, just be with that person. Just have to walk, watch a movie, and listen to them without any judgment. When people are hurting, they may talk something nonsense to you, but don't say anything because you know that they are hurting now. Let them talk. Let them get it out. And you maybe give the hug and help them out with the cooking, shopping, because when they're hurting, they have very, you know, energy to do anything. You need somebody to take care of them.
That's really good. I like the part about help them with the cooking, because we're not experiencing it, so we don't realize the lack of energy. Maybe not sleeping, you know, in the night and getting no sleep and being so exhausted. So those are really, really great things that you said, Kathy. Thank you so much. So let's talk a little bit about your book. It's called Living Forward After Loss. I know that you weren't intending to write a book, so tell us how this came about for you.
This book, the first, I just prepared my box, my sadness color on the paper. Because I could not sleep very well for the first 6 months. Every night when I closed my eye, I saw him. It made me cry. And I decided to put my thought on the journal. And when I sold it to my friend, a good friend of mine, she is an English teacher, and she asked me to put on the book. But she said that it would help a lot of people. That's why I come out to write a book, Living Forward After Loss. I share with the reader the strategy that I use to come back to life after the loss. And I ask the reader to consider any loss in life as a chance for you to learn more about yourself, to figure out your inner strength inside you so you can be a better, stronger, and happier person.
That's great. You know, I like that you say any loss in life, because sometimes we lose a job. Sometimes you lose your home. You know, people lose their home to fires or to other terrible disasters. There's all sorts of losses, right? Sometimes you move away and you're far, far, far away from family and you lose that connection because you can't connect with them anymore. That's great that you say that, any kind of loss. Very nice. So tell us a little bit about your book and what the reader can expect.
In your book, the reader will learn why the bad thing happened to people, the good people like us, and because it's the natural. No one can avoid it. So don't be asked why it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it as the law of nature. We have to deal with that as a human being.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, so what? It happened. What strength can I use to overcome it? And I will, and also provide the reader some strategy how to deal with the loss, such as honor your feeling and let it go. And don't smoke, don't drink alcohol. People have a tendency to smoke during to numb out of the pain, but it's really bad. It will affect your life, your health. Some people got lung cancer because of that. I know somebody I know died very young after dealing with the death of mom. She became alcoholic and died of the liver cancer. The best way to do is exercise. Eat well, try to sleep, and remember, deal with that. Get it out.
Yes.
I also talk about that, try to learn from the great people. People have, they overcome a lot of things because unthinkable, but they overcome that, learn from them, and get inspired from them so you can set up again. Remember, their own ways tomorrow. Don't ever give up. Life is beautiful, no matter how bad the situation is. Remember that. Like up and down, but it's life.
Yes, that's great. Those are great suggestions. Really, really good suggestions. You mentioned earlier about writing or even drawing or doing something artistic because it makes you feel so much better. So for you, the writing of your journal was a big part. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your exercise, of course. Mm-hmm.
Every day, until now.
Good. How do you motivate yourself to exercise, though, when you're in such a grief, maybe depressed state? That's what people will probably ask.
Because when you exercise, it's something your body will release some hormones that make you feel less pain, make you relax. I remember when my husband passed away, I keep walking daily with a tear on my cheek. And I just walk for 1 hour, something 2 hours. And after a walk, I just feel so exhausted. And so I feel better. It seems like I feel less pain now. I don't know why. Maybe the way your body just release something, but you feel better after exercising.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Your body releases endorphins, which they call it the happy chemical, which literally makes you feel better. But my question was, when is someone, like, let's say they're just so depressed they don't want to leave the bed or they don't want to leave the couch, how can that person motivate themselves to even go outside and go for a walk?
I think if they don't want to leave the house, I think you better listen to music and you call somebody very strong. Have a strong mind, they put you out of the house. I remember I do that. Sometimes I feel I'm so sad, I call my friend. She say, get up. You cannot, if you want to be happier, get out of the house. So she yell at me, and say, okay, I will, and I get out of the house.
A very good friend that yells at you because it's for your own good, right? Yells at you because you love
it. Yeah, that too.
I love that. They love you, so they yell at you. No, but it's true because sometimes we need that motivation. And you knew that it's from love, right? And so it helped you.
Yeah, that too.
Dear friends are wonderful. Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of your book, Kathy, and how to get a hold of you.
Email me on my website, Living Forward After Loss. And so in my book, in the back of my book, I had my email.
Oh, good.
They can email me, and they can tweet me on my Twitter at KathleenHo15.
Okay.
And my Instagram at KathleenHo86. or my email, KathleenHo86@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. So it's livingforwardafterloss.com is the website.
Yeah.
It's right on the blog talk at the bottom, and I'll add the other ones. And you can also find Kathy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Go to the radio show page, just hit radio show, and she's there with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And talking about the link to the interview, this is a live show, but there will be a replay available right after. So spread this. If you know someone who has had a great loss, please spread this information. Let them listen to the show as well. Very good. So, Kathy, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's dear on your heart today?
I just, this is one from my heart. I want you all to know that you are so lucky to be in a life. I want you to don't ever give up your own way tomorrow. When something happens to you, take time to give courage to fight back for your future, because your family, your friend needs you.
Yes.
That's why I want to tell you today. Don't ever give up.
I love it. I love that you say your family and your friends need you. That's so true, Kathy. What would your family and your friends do without you? You know, when you're in that state of grief and despair, you forget about that there's other people that do need you. They're counting on you, because maybe you're the one who's going to, they're going to call when they're in a problem, right? And when they're in despair.
Yes.
So they have your number, they're going to call you. I love that, because that's how we all lift and help each other. That's really, really beautiful. Anything else you'd want to say?
And I just send you this. I know that, remember this, life is beautiful. Life is just like up and down, like four seasons in the year. We had the summer, we had the winter, we had the fall, spring. The hot in the summer, the heat in summer makes you so happy for the weather in the spring. So just mm-hmm. like that, because the more the pain that you went to, it makes you realize how happy you are when you got the good thing in life. Remember that.
I love that. Wow. That's a great way to put it. So it's, especially here, it gets like down to 100 degrees, right? So we're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Why is it so hot? I want it to be cooler. Then we go to fall and it's nice, but then we go to winter and it's super cool, cold. And we're like, why is it so cold? I want it to be warmer. But then we have spring.
Yes.
There's always something to look forward to. What a beautiful way of looking at it, Kathy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. I love your encouraging ways. I love the way you look at life and you say, life is beautiful. We all have to look at that. We have to stop talking and complaining about the things we don't like, right? And where they're happening to us, and remember all the beautiful things. You know, we were out this weekend and spring is truly come here to Southern California. Everything is in bloom. We saw so many different flowers and trees in bloom, and they're just so colorful and so beautiful. And it made me happy and really hopeful. So thank you, Kathy, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure having you. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure to spread this to your friends and family and those that you know that have gone through a loss. This is a wonderful episode with Kathy, encouraging them to move forward with their lives. And thank you so much for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.